answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Are remarkable and stunning, including the affidavit of the young man from Venezuela who saw Hugo Chavez create how they did the software, hire people to do it and get it done, and then how it worked to make sure he won every election thereafter. That's what it's designed to do. Their own handbook tells you that these things are features of their system. Right. Are we supposed to think they didn't use the features? Heck no, they used them. They used them against their own candidates. The Democrats used them against Bernie Sanders in 2016. And somebody even told him what had been done to him when Hillary Clinton won that primary, and he didn't. And instead of standing up for the American people and the right to vote, he sold out.
You're saying Dominion, the Smartmatic Dominion system was used in 2016 when Hillary beat Bernie in the primary?
Yes.
Wow. I don't think we had heard that yet. That's an incredible development right there. And you say he knows that. Bernie Sanders knows that.
Yes.
That is Sidney Powell, an American attorney, former federal prosecutor. In August of 2023, she was indicted along with Donald Trump and 18 others in a Georgia election case. In October 2023, months later, she pled guilty to 6 misdemeanor counts of conspiring to intentionally interfere with the performance of election duties. She got 6 years probation. I've had Sidney Powell on the program before. Actually, we had her twice. We had her on once, and we were warned by YouTube, if you have her on again, we will cut you off. Do you think I cared? We had her back on, and yes, they cut us off, and still off, and I don't really care. I'll be trying to get Sidney Powell in line for later this week, maybe tomorrow, because there are new developments. I'll break them down for you as we move forward. Welcome to hour number 2, Larry Connors USA, January 5, 2026. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than you have right now. And reminding you, wherever you are, you can listen. You simply put the free app, the Newstalk STL app, on your phone. And wherever, I mean wherever you are, you open up that app and you'll be listening to what we have on the air at that very moment, which would be right now, Larry Connors USA. And of course, you can also use that app to go and pull podcasts in case you miss a program. You can also go to Larry Connors USA Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and do the same. And I will remind you, when we're on the air, as we are right now, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. I strongly encourage you to do it. This is not watching paint dry. We do not make it boring for you. And I will admit, sometimes I might get over the top. But I always say, I'm justified. So however you're listening or involved with the program, as we're on the air live or pulling it up later, thank you. And if you listen or watch later, please push share and send it on to others. Even your enemies. Well, yeah, we want your enemies listening too. Maybe they will learn something. Well, maybe not, but we're going to preach to them anyway. Later in this hour, a major city elects someone who declares, I'm illegal. My parents are here illegally. And yet this person gets elected to be mayor of this city. We'll have that later. In the meantime, Governor Walz is dropping his campaign for reelection. Was going to run for governor a third time, but all of this noise, and not just noise, but accusations and criminal charges and guilty pleas of the fraud that's been taking place in his state is turning out to be too much for him. Now, he will claim, and has claimed, I'm getting out of the race because I don't want to distract from a future leadership for our state. He's getting out of the state basically to save himself, I mean, out of the race to save his own behind. Make no mistake about it. This isn't going to do it. but it gets him out of the direct firing line, maybe, for a period of time. But he's dropping out of the campaign. And in the meantime, Trump had made it clear that we have to put a stop on all the fraud, and it begins by shutting off the money where it's obvious evidence we've seen fraud, such as Minnesota. And the HHS Deputy Secretary says, we're not going to spend any more money with the fraudsters.
We're also trying to stop new money from going out at the same time as the investigation. So, for example, at the beginning of December, Dr. Oz sent an excellent letter to Governor Walz demanding a corrective action plan on Medicaid fraud. The state just finally delivered the plan a couple of days ago, and we're reviewing it. We are not going to spend money on Minnesota until we are confident there is no fraud. We are doing something similar, as you said, on child care, demanding receipts. We are going to make sure that the state of Minnesota and Governor Walz is held accountable for ensuring that there is no fraud, both looking backwards and looking forwards.
Absolutely. And Walz was warned repeatedly, whistleblowers coming forward, up to 500 inside his own state government, saying there is fraud happening here. They were blowing the whistle. They were waving the flags. They were sending flares up, and Walz ignored them. And why did he do that? Because in Minnesota, they have a very large Somalia population, and he needed that vote to win election previously. That would include Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. He did not want to turn his back on her. So now he's stepping up. The man who is running as vice president with Kamala Harris is getting out of the race because it's getting too hot. I saw over the weekend a car in front of me had a Harris Wall sticker on it. I really wanted to pull up to them and say, how's that holding up for you? And then I saw the person driving and I thought, yeah, that looks like someone who'd still be pushing the water for Harris and Walz. Wonder what they're going to think now. Oh, it's not going to change their mind. They're so hell-bent on destroying Trump. Which takes us back to the Sidney Powell story. As she was talking about, there's been evidence that Dominion was being used to rig the election against Trump. And for that, Dominion sued her. Lawsuits for slander. As she accused the election technology company, Dominion Voting, and Smartmatic of engaging in a conspiracy. Both sued her for defamation. Well, there's a former CIA analyst and station chief exposing again the 2020 election manipulation using Smartmatic and Dominion. And he says it's also tied to the Venezuelan Cartel del Sol and the CIA and China and Serbia. Dominion voting systems, according to his report, deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide. 221,000 wiped out just in Pennsylvania. And that flipped 435,000 across key states. And this veteran intel expert says, I can confirm the electronic vote manipulation favored Joe Biden. He declared it as a deep state coup. And it was. And they were carrying out this kind of activity in other countries. Canada, Brazil, South Korea, Republic of Congo, Australia, Ecuador, South Africa, Armenia, Argentina, and Afghanistan. In addition to numerous Mideast countries. Which would also include Ukraine. What we have, though, in this nation is just ignore that. And we want to push continually to bring illegals into our country. And Chuck Schumer made it very clear what they really want.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the Dreamers, and all of them. Because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
Yeah. That's their goal. He made it very clear. 11 million plus illegals in the country, we want to make them citizens so they can vote. And I'm not sure many have not been voting anyway. As I mentioned earlier, there has been an illegal elected as mayor of a major U.S. city. I'll explain that a little bit later in this hour. But if you listen to the Hungarian prime minister, what they're seeing happen in Hungary and across Europe, and I've repeatedly said, watch what is happening in Europe. That is a primer of what could happen in our nation. And it's already happening. But the words of the Hungarian prime minister put it in context.
The migration issue is so complicated. Legally, it's very simple, you know. To cross the borderline without a permission is a crime. The problem is that migration is a concept of changing the society as such. It's a kind of replacement of the original native-born voters with somebody else. And this is, without being involved into any conspiracy theory, this is a well-detailed plan of the left. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, my understanding of the history is probably not as sophisticated as yours, but if I understand correctly, the last 150 years of the European, including UK anyway, the European politics, it's about a competition of two tribes. One is those who think that we should stay in the traditional frame and value system of Europe as it was. Nation, freedom, Christianity, that's all.
The Christianity issue is a breakpoint for many in the Muslim religion if they're not willing to assimilate. You can come to America legally and practice your Muslim religion. We don't keep you from doing it. And we're not forcing you to become Christian. But many inside the Muslim religion have made it very clear, we're not coming to assimilate. We're coming to overthrow you and destroy your religion. And in the end, we will have Muslim everywhere. The Hungarian prime minister said, you need to keep this in mind. And we're seeing it across the face of Europe. In the meantime, President Trump obviously being attacked for capturing Venezuelan President Maduro. The leftist Dems are criticizing, but also conveniently ignoring what they did believe before Trump. Perfect example, Senator Joe Biden. Senator Joe Biden, 1989.
For the first time, we are fighting and losing a war on our own soil. Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco terrorists, and they must know it.
Then Senator Joe Biden in 1989, let's go after these drug lords where they live, which is exactly what Trump did. And he said there should be no safe haven, exactly what Trump has said. You're not going to get Biden today to say anything like that, assuming he even knows what's taking place. But those around him, the leftists around him, they clearly know, and they will ignore what Biden said in 1989 and all their efforts to agree with Biden. Today, Nicolas Maduro and his wife were in a federal court pleading not guilty to drug and weapons charges. And Maduro said in the court, I am still president of my country. You keep thinking that way. You're not in charge and you're not going to be going back. And yet, while they continue to protest, shout that Trump is a warmonger and is only after the oil in Venezuela, and there was no reason to go do this, I take you back again in the past, to when Biden was the president, and his press secretary came out and said, here's what we're concerned about.
Quickly turn to Venezuela, where Maduro once again demonstrated his complete disregard for democratic norms and proceeded with his illegitimate inauguration. As President Biden emphasized during his meeting with President-elect Edmundo González Urrutia on Monday, January 6, we believe that it is essential that the will of the Venezuelan people is respected. In coordination with our partners, we've given Maduro and his representatives every opportunity to restore democracy, but they haven't. So today we are building on all of our previous actions and taking further major actions. We announced new sanctions on key Maduro-aligned officials as a part of our efforts to hold them accountable, and we imposed more visa restrictions totaling nearly 2,000 individuals. We also increased the reward amount to $25 million for Nicolas Maduro and his so-called Minister of Interior as part of the Department of State's Narcotics Rewards Program.
That was KJP, Biden's press secretary, saying what we're doing. We're going to increase sanctions. No, you just increased talking about it. You didn't enforce. And she said, we're going to increase the bounty, a bounty for the head of Maduro. And they did that as well. How does that differ from what Trump has done? Nothing, except that it's Trump doing it, not Joe Biden. And that's where you're always going to find the break. And as this story broke over the weekend, and I began reporting on it on Larry Connors USA Facebook and elsewhere, the first reaction from all the left was, Trump is only after the oil. When Biden was proposing, quote, more sanctions and increasing the penalty for the head of Maduro, basically, a bounty on him, did I hear any of the left cry out, Biden's just going after the oil? No, no. Chuck Schumer buying into the old story.
He brags about all these things he wants to do or is doing, but his actions belie his words. Maybe the best metaphor was his claim to bring democracy to Venezuela. There was a big policy there. It flopped. If the policy was working, Juan Guaido wouldn't be in the balcony here. He'd be in Venezuela. He'd be sitting in the president's palace, or at least waging a fight to win. He's here. And the president brags about his Venezuela policy? Give us a break. He hasn't put an end to the Maduro regime.
You give us a break.
The Maduro regime is more powerful today and more entrenched today than it was when the president began.
That was Chuck Schumer in the third year of the Trump presidency saying he has failed. He has not done what he said he would do for Venezuela. Now he has. And, of course, Chuck Schumer and all the left gnashing their teeth and crying, oh, my God, look what he did. And yet you were chastising him in the first term for he's not doing what he said he would do. They can't have it both ways. They think they can, but we're not going to let them, right? In the meantime, Venezuelans are happy with what Trump has done. We'll give you some examples of that. Plus, we're going to tell you what we're doing in the Pacific to deal with China. And it involves something that also we saw during World War II. That's still to come. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you in your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You can run on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There you have some of the celebration in Venezuela of Venezuelans. Glad that Maduro is out of power. The dictator is gone. And yet in our nation, we also have some demonstrating and protesting what Trump has done and claiming that Trump is acting like a king when he removed the dictator of Venezuela, who had stayed in office even after losing election after election and then rigging them and trying to win again. And he didn't care if he won or not. He was going to be dictator. And he was heading up the cartels shipping drugs into our nation. He was warned repeatedly, do not do that. He had numerous cases of an off-ramp where he could have turned away from taking part in the drug cartels and began to take care of his people again. He was starving them, kidnapping, torturing, and killing. And of course, he was basically overseeing every effort to destroy our nation by sending drugs into our nation. Now, can you hold Maduro responsible for American citizens taking these drugs, which ended up killing them? Not directly. Those who took the drugs are responsible for their own actions. That's very clear. But if you shut off the supply and you don't have a leader of another nation trying to destroy us by killing hundreds of thousands of Americans using drugs, then the USA would be in better position. I want you to listen to a Venezuelan who is criticizing the Democrats who continue to say Trump is only in it for the oil and has no intent of really doing anything good in Venezuela.
Are criticizing Trump for what he did in Venezuela. They say he bombed and kidnapped our president. No. Let me be clear. That man was never our president. He's a dictator. We didn't vote for him. Our elections were stolen. And when we protested, our kids were sent to prison. Minors were tortured. Girls were forced to prostitute themselves in prisons just to get food, to get a piece of bread. And where were all of you then? Where were all of you, liberals? Where were all of you? Where were all of you? You said nothing. You did nothing. But now you suddenly care about international law? I mean, now you all talk about human rights? Maduro didn't lead Venezuela. He kidnapped an entire country. So, no, Trump didn't kidnap anyone. No, he did not. He removed our kidnapper. And for that, we're thankful. You can divide politics all you want. But don't tell Venezuelans, do not tell Venezuelans how to feel about being free from a dictatorship.
That is one Venezuelan, but echoing the voices of hundreds of thousands more. If you recall, before Maduro was taken out of power, just last weekend and the last week before, Maduro armed forces were firing live rounds into protesters. If you showed up to protest Maduro regime, you could be killed on the spot. And they were sending in vehicles to run over the protesters, run them down, killing them. Where was the left crying out for decency and taking care of the poor people? They were silent. The only reason they're speaking up now is because Trump carried out this action. And I'm looking at a piece from CNN. Listen to the way they wrote their story. Venezuelans are now hunkering down as they wait for more information about what the Trump administration has in store for their country. Trump did say Sunday night that he's in charge, or rather the U.S. is in charge of Venezuela. Marco Rubio said later, we're going to rely on more leverage over Venezuela. And at the same time, we'll have a group working with others to restore the country's oil infrastructure and maybe turn it back to democracy. They were focusing and still focusing on the country's vice president, Delia Rodriguez. She initially was condemning what Trump did in taking out Maduro. But by Sunday night, she has a softer tone, admitting she's wanting to cooperate with the U.S. How do you think that sets with Nicolas Maduro as he sits in a jail cell in New York City? Well, if you look at the leaders across the Democrat plains, you will find in New York City, one of the most recently elected, and one who says, again, Trump is wrong.
As well as other members of my team, I called the president and spoke with him directly to register my opposition to this act and to make clear that it was an opposition based on being opposed to a pursuit of regime change, to the violation of federal international law, and a desire to see that be consistent each and every day.
And what was his response to you in that conversation?
I registered my opposition. I made it clear, and we left it at that.
Mondami said, I called the president. I said, you're wrong. You're wrong to do this. Trump took the call, listened to him, and turned away. And let me remind you again, as we were pointing out in the previous hour and earlier this hour. Oh, you missed it? I'm sorry. You know it's available as a podcast. You could pull it up and listen to it later at LarryConnorsUSA.com or Newstalk STL. But we were pointing out earlier, Biden raised a bounty on Maduro when he was in office as president to $25 million and declared Maduro a fugitive and denied him head of state immunity, making it lawful for U.S. troops to arrest him on Venezuelan soil. Democrats said nothing against Biden doing that. But now that the arrest has been carried out by Donald Trump, they're calling that very act that Biden enabled and authorized as legal, they're now saying, that's illegal. If you were a Venezuelan suffering under the Maduro regime, you would be out in the streets yelling support for what took place. Listen to this Venezuelan statement about, look at the record of what Maduro did and what we've dealt with.
Okay. As a Venezuelan American, I got some to say. My family, my parents, my sister, my extended family, all lost everything. Their work, their savings, their investments, gone. Wiped out by a narco dictatorship that has held Venezuela in a death grip for over 25 years. And what happened to my family has happened to millions. And yes, millions. The Venezuelan exodus is the second largest displacement crisis on earth after Syria. This is not just a tragedy. It is one of the great humanitarian disasters of our time. But the suffering doesn't end there. This regime has jailed hundreds of political prisoners. Thousands have been murdered simply for speaking out.
That is one Venezuelan who's now an American and saying what his family suffered under the Maduro regime. So where does the left come off saying this was wrong what Trump did? As I pointed out to you, Biden wanted to take Maduro out, declared him a fugitive, raised the bounty on his head to $25 million. And he had even, as a senator, said we should take the war to the drug cartel leaders where they are, which would be, in this case, Maduro in Venezuela. And now they want to sing a different tune. It is only because of their hatred for Trump. It is solely that reason. They would rather more Venezuelans be kidnapped, tortured, and killed than have a closer step to peace with Maduro out. Will it happen? There's a lot to be seen. But again, if you listen and read the CNN context, all the Venezuelans are hunkered down, waiting to see what will happen next. They're not hunkered down. And the current president, the previous vice president, who weeks ago was decrying that she would not stand with Trump, has obviously decided as of Sunday night, I'm willing to cooperate with Trump. She does not want to be taken out. And go back to what Obama did. Did you hear the Democrats cry out about that? When Obama hit Syria with 12,000 bombs, Iraq with 12,000, Libya with almost 500, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan also bombed at various locations. 26,000 bombs for a total of 3 bombs every hour of every day in the list of the countries I just gave you. And they were killing innocents as well, in addition to terrorist actors. And don't forget, in his kill mission, Obama also killed a U.S. citizen that got caught in the midst of that bombing. You did not hear the left call out Obama. That should reassert. Their only issue now is not what Trump did, but Trump himself. Coming up, prepping for China in the Pacific and what we need to be doing and be aware of. And also, the mayor of a major city, illegal.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
We welcome Tom Shaw, Realtors, selling, buying, leasing property all over Missouri, almost 100 years. Call Tom, 314-283-5064, ShawRealtors.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts, windows icing up again, utility costs surging, you're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best, America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. May 26, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
Don't you hear me? Be fair.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
We're also trying to stop new money from going out at the same time as the investigation. So, for example, at the beginning of December, Dr. Oz sent an excellent letter to Governor Walz demanding a corrective action plan on Medicaid fraud. The state just finally delivered the plan a couple of days ago, and we're reviewing it. We are not going to spend money on Minnesota until we are confident there is no fraud. We are doing something similar, as you said, on child care, demanding receipts. We are going to make sure that the state of Minnesota and Governor Walz is held accountable for ensuring that there is no fraud, both looking backwards and looking forwards.
That is an HHS deputy secretary saying we're going to cut off money and all the grants going to fraudulent programs directly, Minnesota, in the spotlight. And today, Governor Walz announced, I'm not going to continue my campaign to be elected governor a third time. He knows the fraud is all around him. He's known it for years. He's had more than 500 State Department employees inside his state cry out there's fraud going on, especially in the Somogian community of Minnesota. The Somogian community in Minnesota is large, and large enough to elect a Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar. And she's also been against, you can't label all the Somogians as fraudsters. No, but many of those carrying out the fraud of something like $9 billion, maybe a lot more, involving Somalians primarily. And Governor Walz today acknowledged he's going to have to step aside. He said, and I'm quoting him, as I reflected on this moment with my family and my team over the holiday, I came to the conclusion I cannot give a political campaign at all. Every minute I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I cannot... I don't know how he got these words out of his mouth without falling on the floor laughing. He said, I cannot every minute spend defending my own political interest because that'd be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who prey on our differences. Cynics would be those who question fraud. And he says, I cannot work against the criminals who are preying on our generosity. You had ample opportunity, and you ignored it. There is a deepening federal fraud into that sweeping scandal in Minnesota, obviously complicating his bid for an unprecedented third term. He has not been accused of any wrongdoing. Let me stress that. Not directly. But if he's the captain of the ship, the governor of the state, yes, it falls on him. Especially when he was warned repeatedly. Walz in his statement said, for the last several years, an organized group of criminals have sought to take advantage of our state's generosity. He did not want to call out who they were. He did add, even as we make progress in the fight against the fraudsters, we now see an organized group of political actors seeking to take advantage of the crisis. God, how can you say that? These are people saying, you stole from us. And I don't care what political party they are or the other side. A crime has been committed. And Walz wanted to say, we're continuing to fight against this fraud. You were never fighting against it. You're only doing it now because it's blown up in your face. And yet you want to attack those who say, this was wrong. You cannot get more stupid than that. Now, all of these Somalians, many of them, let me put it this way, came into the country legally. But I guess they figured we can carry out crime across our state. And we don't know how many illegal Somalians are inside Minnesota. But Chuck Schumer laid out for everyone, here's our plan for all the illegals in our nation.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them, because our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
11 million or how many undocumented? Undocumented reads illegal. Yes, there's some that are dreamers that were brought into the country when they're children by their parents They had no say in where they were going. We need to find a way to deal with them, but we have untold number, millions, who came into the country illegal through the open border policy of Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe Biden. Those we need to have rounded up, and we need to make sure they are out of the country, especially those who came in during the Biden open border policy. I've got a piece of good news for you regarding Second Amendment rights coming out of the Ninth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals. This is in California. Strong liberal justices. But the LA Times noted that the panel issued a 2-1 ruling that the historical record makes it unmistakably plain that open carry is part of this nation's history and tradition. The Ninth Circuit ruling 2-1 that you can have open carry, you cannot deny it. That's a major win for gun advocates. Now, I'm not really in favor of you walking around showing your pistol. I think that invites, one, fear, and also possibly an attack. But at the same time, you should be allowed to do it if you want to. So in California, they were trying to get that thrown out against the open carry permit. California admits it has no record of even one open carry license being issued. One potential reason, California has misled citizens about how to apply for an open carry license. Now, California can appeal this ruling. And I said liberal justices, I should point out to you, this 2-1 ruling involved, for the majority, Trump appointees Lawrence Van Dyke and Kenneth Lee. George W. Bush appointed Randy Smith, who's the dissenting judge. But I think in this case, they actually decided to follow what is in the Constitution. What a novel idea. Look at the Constitution when it comes to open carry. Newsweek is reporting the U.S. is preparing to work around the clock to deal with the airstrips we used 70 years ago during World War II. These strips are in the Pacific. They're looking at dozens of airfields that we used during World War II as a place to house and launch fighter jets, aerial refueling tankers, and weapons. Why? Why? In case we have a war with China. A senior engineer and site leader for this task force had said, I'd like to say we're going back to the future. We've taken a look at all the historic airfields within the Pacific that helped us in World War II. Now we need to rebuild and repair and rehabilitate what we could use against China if war breaks out. The Air Force has had a long-established Central Air Corridor, moving fighter aircraft into the West Pacific, hubs in Hawaii, Guam, and Japan's Okinawa Island. But those hubs might not be guaranteed if we get into a war with China. And that is why they're deciding, let's go back and look what we used during World War II and get those bases ready to handle today's bombers and jets. This is a deterrent. This is not trying to say we want a war with China. But the only way you get a bully to stand down is you make it very clear you will pay a price. Will this mean anything to China? I couldn't say for sure, but it does assure the U.S. we will not allow China to run rampant across the South Pacific. And they would be more than willing to do so. As I pointed out earlier, there is a major U.S. city we know has a mayor in New York City who's basically a socialist Marxist, but there is another major U.S. city that elected a mayor who admits, I'm illegal.
Because his mother had died, my father, as the one processing the paperwork, put my grandmother down as his mother. And so I am illegal in this country. My parents are illegal here in this country.
And yet, she was elected mayor of St. Paul. She's made it clear I'm illegal. And what about the voters who cast the ballots for her? They just, again, hate Trump so much, they don't mind putting someone who's illegally in our country, acknowledges they're illegal, as a mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota. Question I have, and I've yet to see an answer, what are we going to do about it? If we're rounding up illegals, finding them where we are we going to go in and take the St. Paul, Minnesota governor, I say mayor, into custody and deport her? That's what we should be doing. But of course, now she has a platform as the mayor of St. Paul, Minnesota, and of course, she will utilize that. To me, that means we're not going to have justice because you got elected mayor? Why did these people vote her in? Again, because they just hate Trump so much. And they hate America so much. As you heard as we began this last portion of the program today, Chuck Schumer made it very clear. We're going to do everything we can to find a pathway for the 11-plus million illegals in our country to become citizens. I don't know why you're going to bother if you're going to have illegals elected to office anyway and allowing them to vote in city and statewide elections, which they are doing. Not allowed, supposedly, to vote in federal elections. Riddle me this. Do you think that some illegals have voted in the federal election? Hell yes. Back to the story that occupied us over the weekend, and still, Trump going into Venezuela with a special strike force, capturing Maduro and his wife, and taking them out of the country, and now putting them in front of a judge in New York, where Maduro claimed, "I'm innocent of weapons and drug charges, and I'm still the Venezuelan president." Really? I remind you that 30 years ago, our government arrested Panama's Manuel Noriega. And some are saying that could be a guide of what happens going forward. Noriega's attorneys launched an aggressive defense of the military leader, accusing President George H.W. Bush and his Justice Department of violating international law and due process by invading Panama and arresting him abroad. And they also claimed that Noriega had immunity as a foreign head of state. According to prosecutors, Maduro was running state-sponsored gangs and facilitating drug trafficking in Venezuela and into our country. Very much like Noriega attempted. There is a CNN legal analyst who stated this. This is Eli Honig with CNN. He said, this case of Maduro will likely involve, quote, novel constitutional and international law arguments. He said, we really have seen very little like this. Noriega's arguments were not successful. He was tried, convicted in 1991, given a 40-year prison sentence. In 1992, a judge ruled the former dictator was a prisoner of war and should be afforded certain rights in prison. But judges cannot assign people to specific prison facilities and can't really enforce such a ruling. A member of the Cato Institute, a liberal think tank, said, in his failed defense, U.S. courts refused to consider the legality of the invasion itself. That if he wasn't picked up and brought on the soil, then maybe he could say, you've got to let me go. The Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, William Barr, wrote a memo in 1989 regarding Maduro's arrest, claiming that a president had inherent constitutional authority in order for the FBI or those designated to take people into custody in foreign countries, even if it did violate international law to do so. That 1989 memo and direction from William Barr might be how they're going to look going down the road here. It's going to be tested. Maduro will want more operations to go against Trump, but it's going to fall, I think, weak. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.